your board game.
I'm gonna go with sorry.
I guess Monopoly's pretty good.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Munchkin.
Easy money.
What? I like this name.
People have said risk, so then I've got to go to number two, Stratego.
Guess who counts? I think guess who.
Jenga.
Administrative director.
So I also have a strange one. It's called author, in which you match the writing with the author. Turns out that's also a GRE subject, so I didn't know that at the time. Definitely.
And Jonas.
Blockus.
All right. With that, we have quorum, and we'll get rolling. Our first agenda item is approval of the minutes from February 23rd. Are there any edits or additions to the minutes? Comments? Seeing none, move to vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes as are, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. Next, I'll open up the floor for community comment. Everybody here from the community who wishes to make a comment? Community comment. See
that event. And so we funded up to that amount that we have established of $50 that we have set earlier in the year based on our guidelines. And then we decided to also print or also fund printing in full as ways for them to advertise about their events and help promote it for the student population because their meetings are open to campus-wide and anyone that wants to join them.
All right, very great.
Yes, hello. My name is Haley Nevers, and this is Abby Nissler, and we are the co-founders and, whatnot of Fair Trade Gustavus. I am just going to change a little bit of what was said there. This is actually for a tea trolley, which is a separate event from our weekly meetings. This is a weekly event that happens in Old Main. It's not really set up through any specific office. It's just kind of the Old Main tea trolley, which then any organization can come in and sponsor. And so we thought that would be a really great place for us to come in and promote fair trade teas and snacks. So it's not our weekly meetings, it's just kind of an outstanding event that's happening, and that we're doing it five separate times. We've already done one, and we didn't have funding for it, so it wasn't all that successful, but we have four left for the semester, and so we would like to get the printing money to advertise for that, and then also have money to give out tea and snacks, like banana bread from the CAF.
This was allocated to $50, recommended $50 based on the finance guidelines, correct?
Yeah.
So are those bylaws in the sense that we would need a two-thirds should we amend this?
By guidelines, it's like the practicing procedures of the finance committee. They're not written bylaws.
Okay, so if we were to amend this to fund in full, we would not then need a two-thirds majority to pass the amended budget, correct? Okay, yield.
Senator Wagner.
Question for the group. You said that you have four events still?
Yeah.
So would this money be, would it be split between the events that you're doing?
Yep.
So the, you asked for $280 total for four events?
It would actually be, so no, sorry, I see what you're asking. So it's the $140 for all four events. So we expect there to be like 20 people per tea trolley. So like 20 tea bags, all of that added up brings us to the $140 for the entire thing, not per event. Does that help?
Yes. And for the finance director, our precedent set was 50 per event, correct? With that, I motion to change line item, change the, I don't know what line item I need to amend. I would like to recommend funding in full.
Second goes to Senator Singh. We'll now open up discussion on the amendment to fund in full. Is your floor still if you would like to amend?
I yield the floor.
Discussion on the amendment to fund in full. Senator Peng.
Just a quick understanding. The bylaws are what the finance like director looks at to determine. And correct? Like this, yeah.
The finance committee at the beginning of the year makes guidelines for themselves to follow throughout the year as to how they want to deal with different situations that may arise.
Mm-hmm.
And just figure out how they want to deal with them when guidelines or bylaws are not in place.
Okay. Have we had any like similar budgets come through? No. Have we had any food related budgets come through like this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The Eta Sigma.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All right. Came in for food earlier this year, and they got $50 or less than $50 at that time.
Am I wrong on that?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
Eta Sigma Phi had the Roman banquet, and they were funded in full for around $120.
All right. Thank you. No further questions.
Senator, or Speaker Fresh.
I think the point Senator Wagner made, or point previous speaker made, nailed it. This is on the budget as one event, but it's clearly being done over the course of several events. So I have absolutely no problem funding this to full, because it's going to be multiple opportunities for disabled students to take part in this. I yield.
Senator Singh?
Echoing the previous speaker, I yield.
Senator Mann?
Previous speakers have said what they wanted to say, so I yield.
Senator Blatch?
I think it's important to note here, though, that the precedent we're setting isn't necessarily to give food to any organization that asks for it. I think is this germane to this discussion, or am I going too far?
You haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
That
but, I think it's okay if we're doing it for a group that's almost whole purpose is food, and that's how I see fair trade is. Unless I'm missing out on some other fair trade items, all the fair trade items I've ever seen are food, and so I think this is perfectly fine because fair trade deals almost exclusively with food, and I don't know how else we would be able to fund it.
Chair Panzer,
just to go off what a previous speaker was saying, fair trade also deals with clothing and other goods, just for the record, but. From a health and housing standpoint, I think this mission is really a great thing for the college to be pursuing. Future cabinet discussions were very much in support of this, so it's a broader mission of the college that I think that we should be supporting, embracing, and also just the cultural centrality to this organization of this food is important to consider here. Which I know other previous speakers have said.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Any further discussion? Discussion? None. I'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the amendment to fund in full, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. We'll return to discussion on budget as a whole. Senator Wagner and Celia.
As I
told
you.
It goes to Thrash. This requires two-thirds majority. All those in favor of calling the question and ending discussion on the budget, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So called. All right, we'll now take a vote on the budget as amended to fund fair trade in full. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved.
Thank you all.
Thank you for trade.
Appreciate it.
Chair Panzer, I'll hand the floor to you.
thanks for that. So this is all in response to a discussion we had last week on this event idea. Again, just to frame the context, came out of a kitchen cabinet discussion, but then came to our committee, seeing as we have this capability as students then to pursue these items of special interest. That's very much how we've seen this, is in addition to the Gus Bus and readership program, that Student Senate would be providing a unique service as student body which does not belong elsewhere. I can talk about logistics and such if you are concerned about those, but we've confirmed with all the relevant administrative entities that there will be this one-month window there will be in which students can pick up tickets from the CAO desk. We will limit it to one per student to the max of 100 tickets. And then at the end of that month, Student Senate will be billed only for the meals utilized at the discounted price provided to us by dining services of $6.75 per meal. So with that, I think that going off our discussion last week, we can move straight into it. I would very much encourage any feedback that senators collected from their constituents to be brought to the floor early on, just so we can be aware of what's been discussed with the student body to this point. I yield.
All right, I will now open the floor. Senator Reichner.
Chairman, for the meals, you said that it was the $13.50 is two meals. It's the pair, one for the student and one for the faculty member, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we're not paying for a meal that's $13.50 apiece.
Correct.
Thank you.
Senator Workman.
A few of my constituents were concerned just with it being, with efficiency, you know, if multiple students wanted to take the same professor, if they could do that as a group, is that an option where multiple students could just take one professor at a time?
No, it's not built into this model right now.
Thank you.
Although, like, if they wanted to pay for their own meal, they certainly could all go along. I don't think anything would say that they're not allowed to go in.
Correct. But the current ticketing logistical plan we have in place does not support multiple students with one professor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Ms. Winston?
As far as events go, we look over it. We are viewing this as an open event because all of campus is able to participate in it or is able to get these tickets. Saying that, ethics did see the need for PR to make sure that all of campus is aware of the situation, including off campus, and just basically making sure that everyone on campus is aware that they have this opportunity. Other than that, ethics everything seems sound with the proposal, and I yield.
Senator Hegg?
Have the tickets already been printed and whatnot? So will they have, like, Student Senate on the tickets?
They could. Is that a request?
Yeah. Will PR be taking care of the ticket printing?
All the ticket printing is going through the CAO desk, I believe.
Correct.
And so the only stuff that PR will be working on, that we'll be working on together, is posters, emails, just like general awareness of the campus. Because this also is going to the CAO, because it's what we talked about in cabinet, the ticketing is similar to like CNCC or Building Bridges type stuff.
I just think it wouldn't be hurtful to Student Senate to have the name on it, but if it's not possible, then,
Branding for the branding, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Co-President Goldstein.
Yeah, to speak to a previous speaker, to put our name on it, I know in the past tickets have done kind of sponsored by CAB or sponsored by a theater department. I'm sure we could set up a situation where it's sponsored by Student Senate, which I would also love to see. Kind of more broadly, I think this is an awesome first step in what is a program that's implemented at a lot of universities, both smaller and larger than our own. And so, as some previous speakers have pointed out, there are a few scenarios where this isn't a perfect fit, but I think right now this is a great budget because it makes progress. It allows people to actually participate in this event. We can see what works really well and what we can also look at forming differently about the project. And by no means am I saying this is a gamble. I think this is a sure win. I think it is just on the same level as the Gus Bus and surpassing the Gustington and other services we provide to the campus. And like, as co-presidents, we're very excited about this idea. And we feel like it's an awesome first step and something that we should have here at Gustavus every single year. So just kind of just two things. Senator Ginn.
As far as complex goes, after the meeting last week, I reached out to the Hall Council president, vice president, and had them, in conjunction with me, go around and talk to people about their thoughts on this. And then I went to their meeting tonight to talk to them about what feedback they got. And they said it was overwhelmingly positive, especially as sophomores and juniors, when they're applying for summer positions or looking for internships and things like that, where they can sit down with professionals and have these types of conversations in a less stuffy area. They were also in favor of those question samples, just in case there's a lull in the conversation. They thought that would be a great idea to just have those available at the table also. I yield.
It's interesting.
I had a similar experience when discussing this event with my constituents. It was very positive feedback for it. And I'd like to point out, as part of Health and Housing Committee, that like three things that I think that is really important with this event. It's open to everyone. It promotes interaction with a professor that's not necessarily about school and like that subject area that you might be learning about with them. And we don't really have a loss in the finances because we only get charged for the stuff that, like, for the tickets that are used. So that's an important thing to keep in mind.
Any discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote on the budget. All those in favor of approving the budget as recommended by the Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So approved. All right. We'll move into old business with a committee update from Student Academic Affairs.
All right. Right now, where my committee's at is we are taking up the opportunity from following the data that we got from the survey to come up with two formal propositions, one regarding the parking situation and the other one regarding the J-term situation, following the data. Right now, where we're at is we have general outlines for each of the propositions, and we are just in the process of creating the actual content of it so that we can perfectly express that. After that's done, we'll bring it to this body for approval, and then we will continue contacting the appropriate people to actually go about the changes that we feel are necessary. Let's see, in regards to the charge to look into the room and back, I've made contact with the chair of the psychology department, yes, and we've been in some loose communication, been trying to schedule a formal meeting, but that's proved difficult to this point, but I will have something hopefully in the next week we're looking at. In regards to a charge that was made over J term as to looking into the equipment in Lund, I have started conversations with totally spacing on the name, one of the faculty in Lund that is in charge of the equipment there, and we are looking at potentially what needs replacement, and we'll be continuing.
What was the thing about the room in back?
There was a charge that one of the rooms in back had been previously unlocked for students to do homework, but had since been locked to only allow like psychology students.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't open the floor technically, but yes, the floor is open. So, Senator.
You said you don't remember who the faculty was over in Lund that you're talking to?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. And then Is the bleeping beeping charge done?
I reported back on that the
perfect.
Following week that the beeping noises are the garbage disposal behind the buildings. That's something that's completely out of control. I'm sorry.
Alright. I'm glad that one's dead. I yield.
Any further questions for committee update? Questions. Old business. Is there any old business? Old business. Seeing none? New business. No. Sims,
yeah. Yeah, I'd like to make a formal charge to the ethics committee to look into the bylaws in terms of senior voting rights, specifically co-presidential voting rights. I personally don't think that seniors should have a right to vote for co-presidents in the year that we are seniors, like currently, because like it's, I don't know, I feel like it's extremely unethical because you're voting for something that you're not going to be taking a part of. So those votes, I feel, shouldn't count, but I just want that to be on the record.
So, your charge, just so you can get language around it, your charge is for ethics to examine...
The bylaws.
The bylaws, that would be constitutional.
The constitutional, rights of seniors voting for the co-presidential election.
Okay, second goes to Wagner. Discussion on charging ethics.
This
I'm sorry, it's your computer.
I will yield.
This sounds very well thought out. It doesn't make sense for people to vote in an election when they will not be represented by anybody. Like seniors who are voting.
I'm gonna cut you off.
Yeah.
Because try to frame your conversation around whether or not ethics should be
okay.
Handling.
Obviously ethics should be handling this charge because it deals with the Constitution. So I yield my time.
Discussion on the charge? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of charging ethics with examining constitutional rights for seniors to vote in the co-presidential election, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So charged. We return to new business. Seattle, it's still your floor.
Soundtrack.
I was trying to jump in and second, so I yield.
Senator Wicklund.
Same, I yield.
Chair Panzer.
This is a request that I've heard made by the same student several times, and I thought that it would be good if it's brought to the attention of the Student Senate regarding a button maker in the Gusty Den. It's just a suggestion that a student made that the Gusty Den be equipped with a button maker. It should be a big spam thing. They suggested a variety of ways that student organizations could fund materials to make the buttons, but just to have another tool for student organizations and events to use for public relations stuff. So I am just urging the body to charge that type of co-president or student academic affairs. Just bringing that up. So.
Do you?
Yes, I yield.
So regarding the button maker, I'm not exactly sure who we should pick. I think Steven recognized this or the something, which is
it does not matter. I think anyone who is equipped to handle that.
Targeting the co-president with signing up if he can get a button maker in the Gusty Den for students to use.
Second goes to Wicklund. Discussion on charging co-presidents with the button maker option.
PR.
It's your floor if you would like it.
No, I think that this is a really wonderful opportunity for Student Senate. I've actually heard the same person mention it on multiple occasions. The philosophy behind it is that the orgs will collectively fund materials like the actual button, making material. So it won't be a takeaway thing. I think this is great,
Only guilt.
Chair Sweet.
Some I heard over down there say that it can maybe be charged to PR stuff because it's about promoting groups on campus and promoting the Senate and stuff like that, especially on this. So, and I know the co-president is along with the Wall Street Academic Affairs. So if someone amended this to me, that would be fine. Just saying.
Senator Siana? Senator Wagner.
I motion to amend the charge to go to public relations.
Second to Singh. Discussion on amending the charge. It's yours if you'd like it, Wagner. Discussions none. Move the vote. All those in favor of amending the charge to strike the co-presidents and insert the public relations committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions. So amended. All right. We return to discussion on the charge now as amended to PR. Discussion on the charge. Discussion. Senator Heck?
Well, is there anything in the bylaws when it comes to campaigning, like for any elections, is there anything about buttons in it? Yeah.
Fair access.
Okay. I yield my time.
Discussion. Seeing none. Move to vote. All those in favor of charging PR to examine button maker options, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So charged. I made a little to-do item and I already got to cross it off. Senator Singh. Senator Wagner. Any further new business? Seeing none. Announcements. Parliamentarian Gersh is up first.
Say congratulations to everyone. It is currently 7:36.
Senator, could you please? I always
Mayhan.
Okay, thank you. Senator Mayhan.
There should be one, but there isn't one. TEDx Gustavus tickets are on sale. This is a personal plug because one of the professors from the Ed Department, who is absolutely fabulous, is giving a speech on people with disabilities, or people with abilities, as she calls them. Tickets are only for $5. It is in April, I want to say on the 18th, it's a Saturday. But there's like 6 to 8 speakers, I believe, so it'll be really awesome. You should all go. I yield.
Senator Gustafson.
So, if we can think back to the 13th of February, there was a discussion that was open to like students, faculty, community, the president was there, of the like what Gustavus should do, like moving forward with climate change. Anyway, then you all got a report about it. There's going to be a facilitated discussion during the Greens meeting this week, Thursday at 9 p.m. Dave Newell will be mediating, so it's going to be really good. I encourage you all to come Thursdays at 9 p.m. in the guest gym. Also, Building Bridges is this weekend, Saturday. Get your ticket. This is Building Bridges week. There's a bunch of fun stuff going on. I yield.
Sad to sing.
Sorry. I'm kind of sick. I was just going to announce that after tonight is next Friday, March 15th, and everyone should come support your friends and this famous community and learn something and eat some good food.
Chair Sweet.
Building Bridges is on Saturday. Everyone should go. And the Christensen lecture is here at this Thursday. Just see the station right now, but I have to go to a class, which is really interesting. That would be sarcastic of a creation. So I would check it out.
Myself. All right. If you did not hear in our attendance, we currently have a vacant position of off-campus representative, and so I will be notifying that constituency, but if you know friends, know others that live off-campus, maybe encourage them to to thank the elections committee and all the candidates, whether here or not, for what has been a seamless election on our end, or on my end at least. And so, just in case you're all curious, Chancellor Timmons will be winning tonight. but not me. with that, because we have so many candidates who are currently in positions within Senate, the potential exists, it's very high, the potential exists that we will have a lot of open positions come 10 o'clock tonight. So pay attention to who wins and who you might think would make a good replacement for vacant positions. I want to say...
Sorry to interrupt. Well, who left the open position?
Off campus. Austin Hausch.
Has the position always been open?
No.
Okay, Senator who?
Senator Hausch was his name. Just leaving that one there. I heard talk tonight about canvassing your constituents and reaching out to all councils, and I just want to say I am so impressed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even if it's just an email, thank you. I think that's one of our main responsibilities, and I am always appreciative of that. This Friday, GAC Got Talent, I will be one of the MCs. So if you want to come and see what Justies can do and watch me wade through trying to MC and trying to be funny at the same time, should be a good one. Ombudswoman Spencer.
Thank you to everyone who has helped out with the co-presidential elections. It's been a process. I'm going to finally start sleeping at night again. If you haven't voted yet, please go and vote. And that's about it. Thank you, everyone.
Senator Heck.
First of all, congratulations and best of luck when the results come out to all of those who decided to run. I think that's great that we had a lot of interest in the co-president spot. Also, congratulations for the budget that Health and Housing passed today. It was really well done, and I hope students utilize that. I'm sure everyone's going to want to take Jonas to the lunch now.
That's a fabulous idea.
So... and my apologies, I don't know how to push reply to sender on my phone, I guess, so everyone got an email from me, but my apologies. So, I'm done.
Chair Panzer.
Great segue from the talk about the special lunch budgets. There will be some info coming to y'all about how to, you know, publicize that, so please really make sure that you're selling that big advocate for that to be utilized in full and people know it. It's just a great PR thing. Percent behind such a transparent and valuable event. Also, huge thank yous to Senators Singh, Getty, and Wagner for bringing feedback from their constituents regarding that event. That was very useful to hear. And thanks for supporting the work on the Health and Housing Committee. And again, just the ear is open for how you can help a PR mission there. Thanks a lot. Senator Wagner?
There's an event coming up that it's done by Kate Knudsen's public policy class every year. It is the day at the Capitol. If you receive any financial aid or grants or anything, this is how you go and advocate for those. We go and talk to the senator and representative from our home districts and talk with them. And it's a good time. I went last year, so I encourage any of you who want to go to sign up. And you just go on the state's website and look for day at the Capitol.
And co-president Goldstein.
Along with that, we do find it at the Capitol. So, just two quick notes. One, Matt may claim that he's going to be returning as chancellor, but Jonas is a true people's champion tonight because she brought treats. And there are leftover treats, so come on up afterwards and grab some after the meeting. Do not run. Anyways, I also just want to say thanks throughout my time here at Gustavus and on Senate. Three of my four favorite things happened this year, which I think is incredible.
The work we do with building bridges and getting them a stable financial solution for years to come is incredible. The hydration stations is one of the biggest public-facing things we've done. And I think tonight we made huge strides in creating an event that will last long past whenever we are all gone. Words are difficult. And so I just thank everyone for being able to help create such an awesome set this year, because we have been getting an amazing amount of stuff done, and I think we're just starting to accelerate rather than laying off. So thank you all for a great year.
I'm going to re-recognize myself. Two things. One, you should all be very jealous. Watch your news feed. Hayden and I will probably be taking a selfie with Joe Ness this weekend at some point as we go off on an excursion to Prairie Home Companion. Listen to Garrison Keillor. Pretty awesome. And
I voted for the concert, but you know.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. And second, I want to thank our two newest members for still yet again being here. So, thank you, Hank. It looks like you want to say something. Else.
Yeah. I would love to nominate either of you two for the off-campus senator's position.
As of like 9 p.m. tonight or something, we have a blizzard warning, so stay safe. Check your emails tomorrow morning, keep your classes and handbooks, get some sleep. Have a good
All right, any further announcements? Meeting adjourned.